When two elephants fight, the grass suffers, goes a popular saying. This is the case between the Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASU, the federal government, and students in the affected universities. While the federal government claimed to have reached an agreement with ASU on virtually all the issues raised, ASU accused the government of dishonesty. The stakeholders had at different times held meetings which have not yielded positive results. However, the development is believed to be unwelcoming to the students who bear the brunt. He who feels it knows it. A cross-section of students in Ibadan Metropolis spoke on what they have been passing through since the commencement of the strike.
I've not really had like the chance to like be in school. I've not achieved a lot because repeating the same routine since like March school, but I'll be able to like bring up ideas for an entrepreneurship skill I want to start.
Our plans, because majority of us enter the universities with plans of certain age, vacating school or leaving school, certain age, we have plans. Maybe some of us have to go and do our masters at certain ages and all. But the strike has actually affected us in that area.
That delayed my educational life, like my counterparts in private institutions now. They're already a year more than I am now.
I meant to use like a maximum of maybe 4.5 years, but now we're using like 5 years now, which is really, really affecting us badly.
Two parents, Mr. Adelema Folashire and Mr. Olubisi Olugbega, said the strike had truncated their plans for their children.
It has depleted our project and affected everything we have planned for. The future of the children are even at stake.
It has learning has already been on and off. The children are at loss. The parents too are at loss. And some children, apart from the learning aspect of it, could use that opportunity to be wayward, to go out of control.
The parents appealed to ASU and federal government to reach an agreement on time in the interest of students and the educational system. On his part, an educationist, Professor Oyesoji Aremu, noted that the impact of the industrial action would be alarming.
The effects are colossal and huge. Colossal in the sense that the effects will not only be on the students, because the students are the people, are the ones at the receiving end, in that the program that's supposed to be for 4 years could last to 6 years or thereabouts.
Professor Aremu urged all stakeholders involved to learn from developed countries and maximize the potentials of the youth. In Ibadan, I am Okikijesu Olugbega for Radio Nigeria.